Your week ahead horoscopes from Russell Grant are coming up. For the latest horoscope news and special offers, like our Facebook page at Russell Grant Site.
Hello Capricorn, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, November the 18th and the whole week ahead. Well, the new moon is here and it's in the sign of Scorpio, which for you is about your future. So planning your future, looking ahead to all of those things that you want to do, well, we're not far from a new year, is the perfect way to use this energy. A new moon in Scorpio is about your future and the new things that you can gather in and enjoy in years to come. Here's your Sunday stars, a very difficult aspect in incredibly challenging. It's Mars in your 10th house squaring Pluto in your 1st house. You need to look this up in my book, You Can Change Your Life, because psychologically this means that you need to get yourself sorted. You're stuck somewhere, either in the past or doing the wrong things in your life. And also, if you have somebody around you who's either bullying, dominating, or too controlling, then you need to sort that out before it sorts you out. Here's your Monday stars. Yesterday's Mars square Pluto is a very difficult aspect. More psychologically than anything else, it is extremely controlling. And as I said yesterday, if you've got people around you who are trying to control you, then there is going to be a mighty bust up. But you've also got to be careful, because it could well mean that you're trying to dominate somebody and it could come across as abusive or bullying. Don't let it. Have a new approach and don't become too heavy-handed. Here's your Tuesday stars. A lovely Venus-Pluto aspect is probably just what you need after the heaviness of the stars around you. This is much more empowering, very loving, and the ability to move on in the way that mentally and psychologically there's more love around you now than there is competition. Because that's been the trouble with your recent stars. They've been competitive and egotistical, whereas today's stars is much more embracing someone with true love. And here's your Wednesday stars. With Neptune now about to move forwards in the sign of Pisces, then this is much greater for you to be able to connect with people around you. But you connect with them in almost a telepathic way, certainly a spiritual way, even a psychic way. And that's what these stars are all about now, opening up new areas over the next few weeks, even months, and meeting new people who resonate with a new you. Here's your Thursday stars. Take it easy today. The moon squaring Uranus and the moon in your sign means emotions are likely to snap. And that's the difficulty with this tiny aspect, but one which can be extremely irritating. Either you irritate someone or they irritate you. And whatever happens, it's like an elastic band. If you pull it too much, it will snap. And with these kind of stars around you now, you can't afford to be at the end of your tether, because you'll do something you'll regret. And here's your Friday stars. Well, the moon is in the sign of Aquarius, and for you that means money. So anything financial, anything to do with money is what you should concentrate on now. If you want to buy something to make you feel good, clothes, anything that will enhance your image, great. But this is about worth and value. So if you think you're worth it or you value yourself, then these stars will work wonders for you.
Now you've heard your horoscope, you might have more questions. Why not speak to our team of psychics and mediums? Call 1-855-330-4220. That's 1-855-330-4220. And quote BOOM when you book a 10-minute reading, and you'll only pay $5. The offer is limited to one-time use and ends soon. See you next week.